The United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency is due to release a new report on Iran's nuclear program this week, and it's expected to be highly critical of Iranian intentions. Iran says the leaked contents of the International Atomic Energy Agency report are fabrications, but the leak has already fueled speculation that the Israelis might consider bombing Iran's nuclear facilities. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
Israelis across the political spectrum have long considered Iran's nuclear program to be a grave threat, and Israeli leaders have long alluded to the possible necessity of taking military action. But news reports suggest this time an attack could be imminent. Today, Israel's finance minister, Yuval Steinitz, said he hoped the forthcoming UN report would finally bring the gravity of the Iranian nuclear threat into focus for the international community.
We know it already for 15 years, and now it is going to be crystal clear to the entire world. Therefore, Iran is producing the most dangerous threat, not just to Israel and the Middle East, but to Europe, the United States, and the rest of the world. And it's up to the world to do its utmost.
Israel is trying to convince the world, but the question is there anything behind these threats? And I would say yes.
Ronen Bergman is a military affairs analyst at the Israeli newspaper Yediot Aharonot. He says Israel is sending the message that if the world doesn't prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons, then Israel will take matters into its own hands.
I would say that Israel, as a last resort, if is convinced that the world is not going to take fierce actions against Iran, the Israeli prime minister, not just Netanyahu, I think any Israeli prime minister, would launch the bombers to hit the Iranian nuclear sites.
The new U.S. defense secretary just paid a visit to Israel, and Leon Panetta said something publicly that was perceived here as a word of caution to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Panetta said that when it comes to decisions about Iran, things need to be coordinated between the Israeli and U.S. governments. Nicholas Burns is a former Undersecretary of State who worked on Iran policy under President George W. Bush.
If Israel were to strike unilaterally, it would almost by definition drag the United States into a war. But Iran's going to respond. I think Iran might like nothing better than to get into a war with Israel. We'd have to support Israel. So it's very important that the United States have an agreement with Israel. We've got this one. We've got your back. We'll protect you. But don't drag us into a war that's not of our choosing.
A former head of Israel's Mossad spy agency, Meir Dagan, has spoken out forcefully against an Israeli attack on Iran. Dagan caused a huge stir when he said early this year that bombing Iran was, quote, the stupidest thing he's ever heard. Jeffrey Goldberg is national correspondent with The Atlantic. He says several former Israeli intelligence and military officials fear that Prime Minister Netanyahu, along with his defense minister Ehud Barak, are ready to strike Iran, and that there's no one left in the upper echelons of power to advise them against doing so.
Ultimately, if the Prime Minister and the defense minister tell the Israeli Air Force to attack Iran, it will attack Iran. It has plans. It has practiced for this. It believes, like any good Air Force, that it can do anything. And so this will happen if the Prime Minister decides that it will happen.
Goldberg agrees that some of what's going on here is public posturing on the part of the Israeli government. This is aimed at getting the U.S. and allies to hit Iran with tougher sanctions. But he adds that the Israeli Prime Minister is also completely sincere when he talks about the need to stop Iran from going nuclear. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.